This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello, and welcome to episode 55 of BookCareers.com Live. I've had some very interesting feedback from episode 53 about when to move on from a job, and this has brought me to today's topic: how to spot the signs that your imprint or company is up for sale. A very odd one, perhaps, for somebody that's concerned with careers in book publishing. But there are signs that will indicate that changes are afoot. Now, these signs are in no way exclusive to a company being up for sale, but I'd say if you experience four or more, then that could give you an indication that the winds of change might be upon your employer. This is particularly relevant for this time of year, because in my experience, most publishers run into trouble during the months of February to May. It's after the Christmas sales when the returns start to come in and the net sales figure becomes clear. The timing will depend very much on the publisher's payment terms from their distributor, whether the distributor pays the publisher at 60, 90, 120 or 120 days after the invoice month, less returns. So if the publisher thinks they've had a brilliant Christmas and sold 5,000 books and their borrowing and new title acquisitions are based on their sales, but 4,000 copies come back unsold, then things may not be rosy and the company may look for a quick fix in refinancing, new investing, or selling an imprint or the company as a whole. If you think, no, it's not possible to get 4,000 returns from orders of 5,000, then you're very much mistaken. I can recall at least one big promotion from a major chain which scales out orders to its branches, where because of a backlog in their warehouse, the books were returned to us unopened in their original boxes. A painful experience, and one that made us overly cautious when chasing big deals like that in future. So here are the signs that the publisher or imprint you work for might be up for sale or seeking new investment. Companies rarely get sold instantly. Sometimes it can be a really long process, over 9 to 12 months or even longer. The first early signs could be changes in employment practices. This might be a hiring freeze. Suddenly people are leaving and their jobs are not being replaced, or a new opening that you were expecting, an expansion within your department, has been put on hold. There might be pay freezes that suddenly they're saying, well, we're going to hold off on pay reviews, or pay reviews that take place in April are now going to happen in July. And there also might be a lack of staff appraisals, that the appraisals that meant to happen are delayed indefinitely or somehow forgotten. Then there could be something quite significant, like a key member of staff resigning, and instead of the company behaving in the way they usually would by trying to tempt them to stay, they actually appear to be quite happy to let this key member of staff go, saying, wow, that's a brilliant opportunity. We can't hold you back. So something like that can be really significant. And then there's the obvious, the termination of freelance and temporary contracts, that suddenly all the temporary roles, all the holiday cover roles that are usually put out and filled by temporary staff, suddenly you've all got to manage. Then there's the one where you're asked to update your job description, and this is a company-wide thing, that they're saying, well, we need to ensure that everybody's doing what we think you're doing, or by law we need to update your job descriptions, or we're having a review and your job description needs to be updated. So could you just look through this and update it? That is quite significant. Then there's the second real area of the changes to meetings and office behaviours. It might be suddenly there are strange visitors to the office, usually a landlord, a bank manager, or the auditors come in at a time when it isn't usually after the year end and the annual audit. There might be secret meetings outside the office, which are written in the office diary as meeting with so-and-so, Mr. Smith, and all the directors go out, but you can't seem to ascertain who Mr. Smith is or what that meeting is about. Or there might be an internal meeting where all the senior people go to and you're not quite sure what that meeting is for. Within the meetings, there could be something like, you could be in a company where they usually circulate the minutes of director meetings in the belief of openness and clarity. And these minutes of director meetings are suddenly very late or appearing much shorter in length than usual. And then there's the senior people seeming stressed and out of character, and the finance department appearing extra twitchy and less inclined to chat. You know when someone usually walks through your office and might stop off and have a quick chat about things. When they stop doing that because they don't want to be drawn into a discussion about what might be going on, and instead they go past your desk, basically running at, you know, double fast speed, that should be an indication that something is going on. Then there could be the changes to what you're being asked. Are you being asked a finance question you're not familiar with? Are you being asked to produce a list of books that are contracted, or a list of future orders, or list of rights deals, or the dates that rights deals expire, in particular lucrative deals for premier titles that might be for 12 or even 18 months ahead? Any changes to the information that you're usually asked to provide can be an indication that things overall are about to change. Then there's the changes to the systems or new systems being introduced. It might start simply with a change in expense process or the way expenses are approved, or they might say, well, we're changing the way that company mileage is calculated, or we're changing your daily rate if you're travelling abroad on business, or that we're no longer going to approve certain level of expenses. All of that could be an indication. Then there's a delay in booking any attendance at book fairs or outside exhibitions. I remember at one consultancy role, I was getting all the flight details and accommodation information for Bologna back in October. And at every weekly meeting, it was stalled, saying, not yet, don't book it yet. Then there's the critical path. You know, when your critical publishing path that's been adhered to for many years gets a refresh, and deadlines that were suddenly flexible become imperative, or vice versa. Imperative deadlines are suddenly allowed to slip. The company could also be open and be talking about a new business plan or getting in new finance. And you could be asked to write reports or predict new levels of targets and sales forecasts. One publisher I worked for, I did the sales forecasts and for the bank, and I was told to increase them by 75%, otherwise we'd never get to keep the bank overdraft. And even though I just joined and could see the publisher had never attained sales like that anywhere before, near to what was being forecast. The company's new finance didn't happen, and it went into administration shortly after. The company then might taking a different track with regards commissioning strategies. Core lists have always been bread and butter, are stalled or dropped, and the new focus is on a different list and more profitable new titles coming in. Or they might suddenly say, we're getting new investment, go and out and acquire these new titles. Then there's the adding extra titles to the catalogue as if they're being published for the current season. When you know that certain books are 2 to 3 down the years, down the line at least, and they're suddenly, well, can we give them a fictional publication date of this year or next January? I've worked for a non-fiction publisher where we said the one item of fiction we published was our seasonal catalogue because most of the titles in it would never see the light of day. Now, I think that's probably given you enough to think about. If your publisher or imprint is up for sale, it doesn't necessarily mean jump ship now. More that you can prepare yourself for any inevitabilities, as the purchaser might keep all staff, some staff, or no staff. They might promote you into a new role, or they might decide that you are surplus to requirements. At all times, though, think about what is best for you, and if you need a quick chat, just send me an email at suzanne@bookcareers.com. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter @BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.